The city of Phoenix celebrated plans for the addition of a mega playground at Margaret T. Hance Park just last month. But now one of the park's neighbors is voicing opposition to the installment and the noise that could come with it. The Japanese Friendship Garden is about 12 feet from where the playground is expected to be constructed, and that's raising concerns about preserving the tranquility of the garden. Lynn Trimble has written about this for Phoenix New Times and joins us now. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
So we mentioned noise, tranquility. Is that at the core of this?
It is at the core of the issue. The Japanese Friendship Garden has said they're happy to have a children's play area nearby. Of course, they often have children at the garden, but they're concerned that the particular location of the play area could cause noise and disrupt the tranquility of the garden.
So are they asking for developers of the new project at Hance Park to move it, or what are they asking for?
They would like to work with the developers to find a new location for that play area so that the children can have the space that they need, but the garden can have the tranquility that it desires.
How long has this been known about? We obviously know there's been a lot of work going into Hance Park and what's going to happen there. So is this something that that someone just revealed to you later, or has this been something that's been sort of stewed about for a while?
It's been a couple of years since they first started talking about doing this redesign on the park, obviously, and they revealed the plans in May of 2018 where there were public meetings that representatives of the garden and other community members did attend. And they've been talking with city officials and the developers since then, hoping to, come to an agreement. But when that didn't happen, they went on Facebook last month and put out a plea calling for people to join them and calling for a new location.
Is there a compromise to be had here?
The compromise might be in mitigating factors that the architect is willing to consider and is already considering, according to our reporting. It sounds like they're not going to move the location of the play area for reasons that involve everything from the soil complexity to safety issues for the children. In terms of relocating it, would put it closer to the freeway and so forth. So it's likely the play area will stay there, according to the architect and the developer. But they are working on things like mitigating sound by having planting in the area, or there could be some kind of structure. So they are looking at ways to mitigate the noise.
Now, Lynn, as we all know in this studio, and probably people listening, they're going to say, wait a second, these are still plans. So why can't things be changed? Is it just because, as you said, with soil and whatnot, can there actually be flexibility on this in any way?
The complexity, I think, is the fact that that play area has already been designated as a space. It's been celebrated by the Fiesta Bowl, of course, has donated the $2 million for the space. And I've been told by the architect that it's not part of the deal that it be in that location. But I think it is harder to turn change directions when you've got someone who's already sponsoring the space, right?
What do folks from the garden say about some of those plans to try to keep the play structure where it is, but maybe have some plants or trees or something to try to break the noise down before it gets into the garden?
Well, one of the dilemmas is, they're open to anything and they're still having conversations about what might happen there. One of the dilemmas is that the garden and the architect appear to have different ideas about what the real spacing issue is. If you talk to the executive director for the garden, she'll say it's maybe 12 feet away and that's a concern. The architect will tell you it's maybe 70, 75 to 100 feet away. And so it may come down to the nuance of, what's the difference in 12 and 70? And will that make a difference, and how can that make a difference?
How significant is this battle? I mean, we think about Hance Park and the changes there. We think about the Japanese Friendship Garden. I mean, these are both places that, when it comes to the city of Phoenix, are significant to people in many, perhaps in some different ways, but have been significant for a long time. Is this a battle that, in essence, is two icons in some sense, and what's next for the city of Phoenix? Does it take on that sort of level?
I don't know that because of the way the Japanese Friendship Garden is approaching it in a very, diplomatic way, I don't know that we're going to see a battle here. But, my broader concern would be other things that are happening in Hance Park, right? We know that a building called the North Building may get turned into a Latino Cultural Center, for example, which artists are not necessarily on board with. And so I think you'll see other, quote-unquote, battles erupting in Hance Park, and this won't be the center of controversy.
All right, that is Lynn Trimble with Phoenix New Times talking about the controversy over a play structure near the Japanese Friendship Garden in Phoenix. Lynn, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.